Let's go to line number four. Say good morning to our next guest, Dr. Manuela Joano. Good morning, doctor. You're on the air.
Good morning, Patty. It's such an honor to be with you. Thank you.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I would like to let people know that there is a very important fundraiser happening in St. John's on March the 3rd, and it will benefit your military and first responders who've been struggling with mental health issues and other injuries from their service.
So this is True Patriot Love?
This is the True Patriot Love Foundation, right. Yes, and they do wonderful work to benefit people who are injured in service of the military.
Yeah, they're very significant dollars. I have Sheila on the show every now and then to try to give it some additional promo and awareness, so I'm glad that you have followed up with this said campaign. So if you're speaking at this upcoming event, your focus will be?
I'm going to be talking about important work that the True Patriot Love has funded, and they've been really, really important to us. I am the medical director of a new initiative called Project Trauma Support, and what we do is we bring injured military veterans and other first responders to our program here in Perth. It's a residential, experiential, six-day retreat program where we do a lot of work to help them reprocess their psychological injuries. So they've been incredibly supportive of us, and our program would not have been able to get off the ground without the support of True Patriot Love. So we really would like to see this fundraiser be a good success for them.
The PTSD thing, it's interesting because people focus on it as a military issue, and of course it is. The atrocities of war, the things they've seen, the lack of potential counseling and supports when they return home is very real, and it's now extended itself into all types of first responder issues. Given your understanding of the landscape with the types of services available ongoing while you're active duty and when you return home and leave the military, is it as woefully underfunded and accessible as people think and say it is?
Well, there certainly are some gaps in service that we've found, Patty, and I know Newfoundland has a great history of sending their people off to war, and the Navy and Afghanistan, of course, has been a huge issue, and there's absolutely no doubt that many people return and they're just not the same anymore, and there seems to be a bit of lack of understanding of what exactly the injury that we call PTSD is and how it impacts people. And I think there is also a lot of work for us to do to educate the providers of mental health services to really help them understand. There's also a stigma in putting your hand up and saying that you're needing a bit of help. And I think we're making a little bit of progress on that front. And the military certainly has been making some great strides and trying to support people, but there's still some huge gaps. And that's where our program comes in, because we try to reach out to people very quickly when they're needing help and try to help them understand what the injury is and give them hope that they don't have to live with this forever, that they can turn their life around and envision a better future for themselves
and
their families. Of course.
Yeah, because some of the personal characteristics that led you to want to join the military, bravery and courage and commitment to nation, makes it hard to say that you do need help, and it's hard to identify what triggered said PTSD and whether it's accumulation of things. So there's so much to it, but help us understand what you think some are the gaps in knowledge for those who are still providing services today. You say that they need better understanding of the illness, so what do you mean by that?
Well, certainly we understand what the symptoms of PTSD are, and they're very well laid out in our Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, DSM-5, which is sort of the reference that we use to make the diagnosis. So people who have post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD have a cluster of symptoms that go along with hypervigilance. You're always thinking that there's going to be some disaster happening around you, so you're always on alert. And there's this numbing where the symptoms can be so painful, you sort of numb your emotions. And of course, the kicker is you can't just numb the unpleasant emotions. You end up numbing everything. So you're not looking forward to things. You don't experience joy. It's very hard to show up for your family and be present. The other symptoms, of course, are intrusive thoughts and flashbacks and uncomfortable memories and nightmares. And these all impact your life very much. And, of course, people tend to avoid going places where they might be triggered or might be reminded of things that have been really troubling for them. But there's a whole other aspect to PTSD that we're now just starting to recognize. And that's the thing that we call moral injury. We don't really have a good definition right now of moral injury, but we certainly have a working definition where PTSD seems to be affecting a person's brain. Moral injury tends to affect a person right in the heart and soul. And we have a working diagnosis of moral injury. And that's what happens when you feel like you maybe did something you shouldn't have, or you didn't do something you think you should have, and there were dire consequences, or you witness things that were just plain wrong and go right against your moral fiber, and maybe you're powerless to stop it. And also, sometimes you're in a situation where there just is no right answer. You're sort of damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, and you have to make a split-second decision. So these things really cause other symptoms, and they can be very powerful and very troubling. And these symptoms are often guilt and shame and profound sadness. And then sometimes people feel like they weren't supported well by their organization, and then you can get a lot of anger and a sense of betrayal and disillusionment. So the emotions that go along with PTSD and moral injury and how they impact a person's heart and soul are really profound. And I think the big message is that when people are really struggling, they need help now. And we're trying to make some inroads, and certainly the federal government has been making some inroads. I was at the Senate yesterday when they were talking about Bill C-211. So we're making some great strides. But the problem is when people are truly struggling with these very, very overwhelming emotions, it is truly an emergency, and we need to get them help now. And that's why it is so important that we have organizations like the True Patriot Love Foundation, who will give funds to fledgling operations such as ours and allow us to start doing our work before we have all of the backing of the federal government, because, you know, sometimes it takes years to get new programs approved.
Yeah, the federal government moves at a glacial pace, so that's no doubt. So between True Patriot Love, and I'm glad we're going to be able to help promote the cause, the awareness, and the event on March the 3rd, shout out to Wounded Warriors who do great work, and my buddy Jamie McWhirter and his PTSD yes. Buddies group right here in St. John's. He's doing really important work. Those types of supports are key. I'll just make one quick comment, and then I'll let you wrap it up. Another gap in this service is not, or access to services, it's of course about the person suffering, but what it means and the impact on the family is something that we sometimes lose sight of, and they don't have the services they require either. I'll let you wrap it up quick with one more promotion of the March 3rd event, and then we'll have to say goodbye simply because of the time on the clock.
Of course, if people want more information about this event, they can contact Sheila Miller, and her phone number is 728-2920. Also, the event is going to be at Portobello's, and it's a nice gala dinner, and it is on March the 3rd.
I wish you the very best. I'm glad you took the time to join us this morning, Dr. Joanne, and hopefully we speak again.
Thank you so much, and you have a great day, Patty.
Same to you, ma'am. All the best.